Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
That's George Ezra, and that song is called... Which show do you prefer? The one off air or on air? Come on, Grace.
I hate working with you.
Why?
You make me uncomfortable.
I do enjoy that. Now, gather yourself. Do you think Georgia May Jagger's a bit of gorgeousness?
Gorgeous.
Look at that gap in the teeth.
Yeah, she's lovely. She looks like David Walliams' ex-wife.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's another tooth gapper. Look at
Dutch.
That. Look at that. Beautiful. Look at her. Ah, stop. Now, I've been banging on about Jersey Boys for the last 5 years.
Longer, maybe, yeah.
5 years. Yes. I've been to see it three times. Now, I always try and promote the quality stuff, not the junk.
I
see junk come into this country and come to theatres all over the country, and I go, no, I wouldn't go near it with a bar. Yeah. So this thing came along. Now, I didn't go see it. I don't go to premiere stuff
if I can help it.
And I go quietly some afternoon, right? Because that's
during the day. I only like going out during the day. I hate the dark. Terrible.
No, I don't like the night. Nighttime's for the pub or home.
Yeah.
Now, back to Jersey Boys. It opened last night in the Bard Gosh.
Yes.
And I was talking to Guy only on Tuesday evening, and because I had to go to something else, but that's a different story. And he was saying he was heading to Jersey Boys, but he loved it, so that's fine. He was there last night.
I saw him there with Kathleen.
You were there.
Yes.
Jack was there.
Jack was there.
The late Dave Sherry was there.
Our very own Sherry baby.
Sherry baby. And you know, just in case you're wondering, it was Jersey Boys. This is the thing I've been banging on about. And I was worried because you're cynical, Jack's cynical, Dave is cynical. And I thought, are they going to be able for such a night? You're not allowed to sing. You're not allowed to sing.
How can you not? How does that music not just make you go, yay? Staying in the car going, yay, this is brilliant. I went in last night and I said, you know what? I'd love this to be terrible, to have it hanging over your head. I'd love it. I'd love to be sitting there going,
what's wrong with people?
I can't believe you said that was going to be great, Ryan. It was amazing. It was absolutely brilliant. It's on the Bard Gosh. It's on from now until 18th April of April. I think last night was the second night. It was unbelievable. There's a really good story to it.
It's not just
you know the way sometimes these musicals, they're just like, oh, we have a song, let's just shoehorn it in somewhere. They made a story and they made the songs fit around the story.
And you know,
it was so good.
The Lichtenstein cartoons coming up, the lights.
And they were brilliant dancers. They were really, really good.
You know the girls when they come on, my boyfriend's back.
I love that song.
That's a great song.
It was brilliant. The singing was fantastic. Sometimes as well you find with musicals that the guys can really sing, or girls, but they can't act.
Yeah.
But this had, they could do both.
Yeah.
It was really, like, fantastic.
And you knew, you bet you went,
every
I know
song.
Two songs and I want to go home, but you knew them all.
But everybody knew all of them.
You know that one. And then, of course, more recently, people... I'm dying to see it again already.
They started with Oh What a Night, but in French.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, in the year, I think it was 2000 or something, this song was number one. Just to kind of put it in context, like these songs were written in the 60s, but they're still relevant today.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, even like the first couple of songs, everyone was like, yeah!
Like,
it didn't
like
take ages for people to get into it.
Yeah.
And then when he did, what's the one about the eyes? Not My Eyes
Can't
Adore
Take
You.
My Eyes Off
You. That one. He got really emotional. Frankie Valli with an I, not a Y.
No, with an I.
Because you're Italian, it has to end with a vowel.
There's all that stuff going on. I love that too.
Like pizza.
And there's a, and it's a, it's you're going along thinking, and that Can't Take My Eyes, the band was falling apart, the song was gone. What is the song?
Because your man owed 150 large.
Oh no, that was
like,
horrible.
How did she get into those kind of debts?
Great. And by the way, Clint Eastwood made a very disappointing film version of Jersey Boys. This is the way forward.
Yeah, I was on holidays at the start of the year and it was on the plane. I was like, oh brilliant, I'm going to watch this, I love all the music. And I watched the first 10 minutes of it, it was appalling. It was so bad. I don't know if anyone else out there has seen it. It's so, so bad.
Can't take my eyes off you. I mean, seriously. You'd be
like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you straight to the library to get that out
straight
now.
Straight to karaoke. I love this on karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Everyone can join in.
Every wedding across the country, it's always on at the end.
Every time.
Gets people involved. But definitely go see it. And if you don't get to see it this time, it's coming back next year. It's brilliant. It's a great night out.
There you go.
Go for it.
And the reason we don't talk in such glowing terms about so many other productions in any theatre we're talking about, generally speaking, is because we don't believe in them as much as we do in certain things.
No, seriously.
This, can't believe it. You liked it because I know you're a little bit of you sick in the, a bit of vomit in the mouth because I liked it.
I hate it when you're right.
I know that. And, but you know what? It's a rare occasion.
Very, very rare.
So you're quote unquote producing the show today. So what's coming up after 10?
Our resident sexologist, Emily Power Smith, will be in after 10. So get your little ears away from the, from the radio. And Natalie G'day is going to be on with us. Remember, she spoke to you before.
G'day,
mate.
G'day,
she's
Natalie.
Actually from Dublin.
Yeah.
But she is an LA publicist. She spoke to you from the red carpet of the Oscars earlier on this year.
She's in today.
Yes, she's coming in to say hello.
And we have a quiz, do we?
Yes, it's called Very Bunny.
That's very funny.
It took us ages to come up with it.
Yeah, four monkeys and a typewriter. Thank you.